Many people who came to Padre Pio would ask him for a favor after confession. But this time it was the other way around. Padre Pio was the one who had a request. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Today's story is sourced from the book Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry, True Stories of Padre Pio by Diane Allen. Within its pages, Diane recounts a remarkable testimony by Frank Cavici, a spiritual son of Padre Pio, who was given the task of organizing a prayer group in his hometown. However, little did Frank know that completing this mission would prove to be a journey far beyond his expectations. Listen to this. One day, after Frank made his confession, Padre Pio said to him, "When you go back to your home, I would like you to form a prayer group." Frank agreed immediately. But just a moment later, he realized that he had no idea how to go about forming a prayer group. "Don't worry too much about it. You will manage," said Padre Pio. Taking his assignment seriously, Frank decided to pay a visit to Padre Pio's hospital, the home of the Relief of Suffering, which was also the headquarters of the worldwide prayer groups, to see if he could get some guidance. There, he spoke with Miss Luzibelli, the lady in charge of the prayer groups. "Don't worry," said Miss Luzibelli. "Padre Pio knows what he is doing. Since he has given you this job, he will certainly help you to complete it." She then handed Frank a booklet with detailed instructions on forming prayer groups. Frank discovered that the first step was acquiring permission from the bishop of his diocese. So when Frank returned to his hometown of Vittorio Veneto in northern Italy, not too far from Venice, he made an appointment with Bishop Albino Luciani. The bishop attentively listened to Frank's request, but he refused to give his permission. He explained that there had been some issues with former prayer groups in the diocese, and that because of his bad experiences, he would not grant his permission. Frank tried his best to persuade him, but to no avail. He returned home, dreading the moment when he would have to tell Padre Pio that he had failed him. About 2 months later, Frank was back in San Giovanni Rotondo. "What shall I do, Padre?" Frank asked. "I tried to organize a prayer group, like you asked, but Bishop Luciani will not give his permission." "Don't do anything," Padre Pio replied. "He will call you. You shall have the permission from the patriarch." Now, Frank immediately understood that Padre Pio had his facts mixed up. So he went on to explain, "The patriarch that you refer to has nothing to do with it. He is not the bishop of my diocese, but the bishop of Venice. The bishop of my diocese is Bishop Albino Luciani. He is the one that must give the permission for the prayer group." However, Padre Pio insisted, "As I told you, you shall have permission from the patriarch." Padre Pio died on September 23, 1968, and yet Frank still hadn't completed Padre Pio's request. However, 1 year later, Padre Pio's prophecy began to unfold. You see, Frank received a phone call from the bishop's office informing him that Bishop Albino Luciani wanted to meet with him. When Frank arrived at the bishop's office, he was delighted to discover that the bishop now expressed a sincere interest in the prayer group. The bishop requested Frank to prepare the necessary documentation, and if everything was in order, he would grant his approval. Frank couldn't believe what was happening. He wanted to share Padre Pio's words with the bishop, but the bishop interrupted him and walked him out. Perhaps he was simply too busy to hear him out. A short time later, while Frank was still awaiting the bishop's approval, he heard on the radio that Albino Luciani had been appointed the Patriarch of Venice. Immediately, Frank recalled Padre Pio's words, you shall have permission from the patriarch. Shortly after that, Frank met with Bishop Luziani once again. I give you permission to organize a prayer group, the bishop said. Your Eminence, said Frank, if you had allowed me to finish my story when I last spoke to you about Padre Pio, you would have known then that you were going to be appointed the Patriarch of Venice. The bishop smiled at Frank, but said nothing. On March 5, 1973, Pope Paul VI elevated Bishop Albino Luziani to the rank of cardinal. Cardinal Luziani was later elected pope on August 26, 1978. He chose the name John Paul I and was often called the Smiling Pope because of his kindness and friendly demeanor. He died on September 28, 1978, and was declared Servant of God in 2003. End of testimony. Now, we don't organize prayer groups, but in case you were wondering what happens at such meetings, these were Padre Pio's guidelines. The session begins with the group coming together to recite the rosary. This is followed by the celebration of the Holy Mass and engaging in catechetical teachings. Another significant aspect is the adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament. The priest, serving as the group's spiritual director, hears confessions, and finally, the meeting concludes with a closing benediction. If any of you watching are a part of a Padre Pio prayer group, please share your experience in the comment section below. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find a link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.